Greetings and welcome. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Margaret. Let's begin with the trumpets a-blazing from two great trumpeters who have done Canada proud worldwide. I'm speaking of Jens Lindemann and James Thompson. Lindemann, a former member of the Canadian Brass, is now a sought-after international soloist, as well as being on the faculty at UCLA. And Thompson, another incredibly accomplished trumpet player, was the principal trumpeter of the Montreal Symphony for 14 years, as well as the Phoenix and Atlanta Symphonies and the National Symphony of Mexico. Well, who can ask for a better pair? So let's begin. Here they are, the pair, with the Concertino Classico for two trumpets by Joseph Horowitz.
Thank you.
Are you awake yet? I think so. An excellent pairing. James Thompson and Jens Lindemann, both on trumpet, and that was the Concertino Classico for two trumpets by Joseph Horowitz. They were also joined by the stellar cast of the Canadian Staff Band. Let's continue a little bit with some music by the American composer Aaron Copland. I kind of did a double duo there. Now, he was born in Brooklyn and was trained in Paris by none other than Nadia Boulanger, and went through quite a few styles in his lifetime and techniques, with his compositions evolving from serialism to jazz and classical and beyond. Today we're going to hear some beautiful music that was written for voice, his eight poems by Emily Dickinson. Now, originally Copland did not set out to write this big song cycle, but later expressed, and I quote, "I fell in love with one song, The Chariot," and continued to add songs one at a time until I had 12. The poems themselves gave me direction, one that I hoped would be appropriate for Miss Dickinson's lyrical expressive language. And this lyricism is captured very beautifully in this performance by American singer Dawn Upshaw. We're going to hear two selections, Heaven and The Chariot.
Going to heaven, going to heaven, I don't know where. Pray do not ask me how, indeed I'm too astonished to think of answering you. Going to heaven, as sure as flocks go home at night unto the shepherd's arm. Perhaps you're going to, who knows? If you should get there first, save just a little place for me, close to the tomb. The smallest robe will fit me, and just a bit of crown, for you know we do not mind our dress when we are going home. Going to heaven, going to heaven, I'm glad I'd like to look a little more at such a curious earth. I am glad they did believe it, whom I have never found since the mighty autumn.
The beautiful voice of Dawn Upshaw, joined by the members of the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, with Hugo Wolf conducting, and a few selections from Aaron Copland's Eight Poems of Emily Dickinson. They definitely make you think. We're going to continue on with some more beautiful music, this time from a German composer, Engelbert Humperdinck, not the one you're thinking of. But this is a classical composer that lived back in the 19th and 20th centuries. And he was a prodigy of his own and began at an early age writing his first compositions at the age of 7. Although his parents disapproved of his choice to be a musician and composer, he persevered, and today, you know what, we are all lucky, because we're going to hear what he is most remembered for, and that is music from Hansel and Gretel. It started as 4 songs to accompany a little puppet show that his nieces were giving at home. But then his sister joined him and began writing a libretto, loosely based on the version of the fairy tale, which most of us know, by the Brothers Grimm. The opera premiered back in 1893 and had the honor of being the first opera transmitted live from the Metropolitan Operas. Today we're going to hear a performance from the Prelude. Another great performance. This is the Bramberg Symphony with Carl Anton Reichenbachter conducting.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good music for exploration. That was an excellent performance by the Bamberg Symphony Orchestra with Carl Anton Rickenbacker directing. And that was the prelude from Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel. And I think we're going to switch it up and do a little choral music. This is music by Verdi from the opera Nabucco. Now we're going to hear a lovely performance by the Chorus and Orchestra of Monte Carlo with none other than Lauren Mazel directing. Definitely worthy of all of that applause. That was music by Verdi, the Slaves Chorus. And it was Lauren Mazel, joined by the members of the Chorus and Orchestra of Monte Carlo. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And for regular listeners, don't panic. It is the requisite oboe music time. We're going to go to Venice, where everything is kind of halfway between two poles where the sea and the land meet. Also, it lies in a lagoon and the land is already the sea. A little riddle there. This doubles everywhere, including in the oboe and double reed, and which can both be full and frail. Oboists only know that quote. But music by Albanoni. He was a contemporary of Vivaldi and was one of the first to treat the oboe as actually a really solo instrument in a concerto. He was a singing teacher, and I guess it worked out well because he was married to an operatic diva. And this does come through in his writings for the oboe, an instrument which he treats very much like the human voice. He describes his concerti, he wrote several, with the oboe, significant since the oboe is finally a featured soloist. A performance today is the past principal oboist of the London Symphony and also alongside the members of the London Virtuosi. So let's take a listen. This is Anthony Camden. Thank you. Lovely little embellishment at the end. That was Anthony Camden, joined by the members of the London Virtuosi with Albinoni's Concerto for Oboe in D minor. And why not? It's never a bad time with just a little Eartha Kitt, a woman whose biography reads Confessions of a Sex Kitten, who purred and growled her way as the first Catwoman, as she was, a phenomenal performer. And we're just going to give you a treat. I'm going to let her purr her way into this selection.
C'est si bon de patiner un peu. Par-dessous, par-dessous, en chantant des chansons. C'est si bon de se dire des mots doux, de petits rien du tout, mais qui en disent à l'âme. En voyant notre mineur à Dieu, les passants dans la rue nous ont dit. C'est si bon de guetter dans ses yeux, n'est-ce pas, madame Dieu, qui donnait la prise. C'est si bon, ces petites sensations, ça vaut bien, million. C'est tellement, tellement bon. Oh, c'est bon. Voilà, c'est bon. Les vasons dans la rue, bras dessus, en chantant des chansons. Quel espoir, mes belles. Oh, c'est bon. Je cherche un millionnaire. Avec des Cadillac car, mink coats, des bijoux. Je suis tout seul. On est obligé d'avoir des choses comme ça. N'importe quoi. Très expensive, non? Dis-moi, est-ce qu'il n'y a pas de chance que quelqu'un ici dans la maison avec nous ce soir avec un petit yacht? Non, hein? Demain, peut-être. Oh, parlez-vous français? Anglais? Nothing, hein? Alors, ça m'est égal, vous savez. Parce que si vous pouvez parler anglais, français, italien, espagnol, alimar, ou pas chance, un petit chose comme hebrew ou rien, vous pouvez me rencontrer dans ma dressing room après le show. Oh, c'est... Voilà, c'était ma
we'll be right back.
Well, I think I join in with the audience there back at the Tivoli. That was Eartha Kitt and Stacey Bone. Yes, we could hear her on and on and on. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to go on to an interesting crossover. There's a lot of times classical musicians, people think they're a certain way, but you know what? Most of them like tons of different music. And this shows this little mix-up in an incredible album that came out quite some time ago, but it is the Croatian duo of Luka Sulik and Stepanja Kauzer, and it is called Intuition. These were two cellists who basically competed throughout most of their lives together and then decided, you know what, why not work together and bring the beautiful music that's all around the world out there. And they came together with an incredible album. Actually, now, lots of incredible albums. But they did team up with Elton John, Lang Lang, Steve Vai, and more. And they first came to attention with the cover of Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal. But today, a more sentimental note. A beautiful, Every Breath You Take.
Thank you.
the two cellos with Every Breath You Take. And I would recommend everyone take a nice deep breath to enjoy the day. That comes from their disc, Intuition. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Till next time. But in the meantime, do stay listening to Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture. That's coming up next. Have a great day.